But right now, we welcome in Angela Hipp joining us here on behalf of Community Connections, the mentoring
Angela.
Program.
Wow, good welcome.
Angela, we were just talking a minute ago. You had a trip last quarter to, was it Puerto Rico you said?
No, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. I was close. Not geography-wise, but...
You're not even close.
Not in terms of geography.
Yes, they both have an A in them. Oh, okay.
So this weather's a real kick in the pants to you after that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You would walk out of the, air conditioning, and within seconds, you'd just be... But you didn't... You'd feel the sweat running off you, but you just didn't feel hot either. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Were you on the Pacific side or the Atlantic side?
We were on the Pacific side, okay. And then we were in the central part, too, near the volcano for a while. So, yeah, it was great. My daughter had to have a cancellation, because of COVID, to a six-week program she was supposed to during, college. Mm-hmm. And so this was our attempt to make up for it a little bit.
Hey, awesome.
So. That's not a bad option.
No. Yeah. Hey, life gives you lemons. You make some lemonade.
Exactly.
I don't think. My parents would have ever done that.
Well, I will say she paid her own way.
Oh, good for her.
I know.
Good for her.
Good mom.
Good memories being made, too, that's for sure. So, now, mentoring program, obviously, one that we've talked about quite a bit. We missed you last month, but Tracy was able to come in, and we talked a little bit about the prescription drug collection and the dangers of opioids specifically. But Community Connections is so much more than just looking out for the dangers of those, or with George, with the dangers of nicotine, tobacco, and now the vapes in today's world. Community Connections does focus on some of the positive things as well, such as the mentoring program.
Yeah, we want to... help kids recognize their strengths and focus on, the positive aspects in their lives and the things in our community that they can get involved in that are here. So we're in desperate need of mentors. I say desperate, but we are. I mean, there's a lot of kids in our town that really want to be involved and mentors to come forward and some people to get involved. So that's what we're talking about today.
How many mentees are on the waiting list right now?
I was just telling Rick this. We have 11 kids that are on our waiting list right now.
Okay.
That's a little bit high for us. And my goal is to not have kids waiting for too long. And so I kind of cut back on, looking for new kids because kind of slowed down on taking
not recruiting as much.
Exactly, because there's definitely a lot more kids out there that would like to be involved. But until I can get some of these 11 kids matched, then I want to focus on them for right now.
The goal is to have some mentors waiting in the wings. We'd like to have some mentors.
Yeah, because it's really important to me to try to match kids with the right mentor. And so even if somebody comes on to become a mentor, I'm the right child to match them with.
Mm-hmm.
I look at a lot of different things when I'm doing that, and personality, background, like interest.
Common interest.
Yes, yeah. Common interest is a big thing. And so, if you have a specific skill or something that you feel like you could offer, then I would look for a kid who wants that. Mm-hmm. If you are really into horses, then I might find there's a child that's waiting for that person. Or if you like to do carpentry, there's a lot of boys that never had that opportunity to do something like that. So whatever it is, and I would just encourage people, if it's ever something that you've thought about, even in passing, like, oh, maybe I'll do that someday, then, give me a call. If it's, even if you're not ready right now, let's get you on that list. And then when the right child comes along, maybe you will be ready. So,
if you've ever thought about it, if it's even been a thought in your mind, or if you've ever considered it, it's important to sit down and have a conversation, maybe a cup of coffee with you too, to learn more about it. And it's no commitment. It could be a very educational conversation and beneficial for both parties.
Absolutely. The thing I always say is I don't want people signing up to be a mentor who really don't want to do it. I mean, that doesn't help those kids at all, right? Mm-hmm. And so it really needs to feel right for everybody, and we'll move forward when it is.
And I think a lot of people are worried about the time commitment that brings on too. And yes, it is a time commitment, but like we've talked about on the program many times before, you don't have to go out of your way to make a trip to Lincoln or Omaha for these individuals. You sure can. That'd be all right. But
do you have a suggested minimum time?
We encourage everybody to try to aim for 4 hours a month. And that's
a month.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And what I really talk about a lot is I don't want people to be so focused on the time that they're losing the connection.
Don't even set a stopwatch and look at it the whole time.
It's about building the relationship and for that child to feel like you're somebody who cares about what's going on with them and that you show up regularly, you know. And so what does that mean for everybody? It might mean an hour a week. It might mean 2 hours every other week. I missed a week, but I'm going to make a quick text and say, hey, I'm just checking in with you. Mm-hmm. It's so that they know that you care about them and that you're available, like if they need to call you, if they need somebody to talk to.
And in terms of activities, too, it's really easy. You don't have to go to a Nuggets game in Denver. You don't have to go to the Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha. There's so many great activities throughout our community here, and Community Connections help put some of those on, obviously, and those are great. But sometimes it's as simple, like we've talked about before, as having he or she go with you to the grocery store, go with you to pay bills, run errands.
Absolutely.
Just go out for a lunch or take them to Double Dips, whatever.
Yeah,
right. Simple. Take them to do things you're already doing, because the kids always tell me, when I ask them what's the best thing about being a mentoring, they'll say, I just get to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And it's that simple. They want to get out and they want to be a part of something. And as far as activities, you know, we provide several activities throughout the month. And if you do those, you could almost get your time in with that. We certainly want you to have some one-on-one time beyond that. But you could do those two group activities and consider that your mentoring time.
And if you're ever looking for ideas, too, you're very creative. You always have plenty of ideas and suggestions. And there's mentors in our community that have been doing it for years. They'll be more than happy to help out some of the younger mentors.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we do one monthly activity where we come together and we have dinner. And the senior center's letting us use their building, so that's been great. And we have some time just to get to know each other every month. And that way you can build that support system.
Angela, we have a great event coming up next week, early next week, for individuals that may be considering this unique opportunity in being a mentor with Community Connections.
Yeah. So we're having a lunch on Tuesday, January 11th, from noon to 1 at Nebraskland Bank. That's the 1400 South Dewey Bank, and it's up on the third floor. We're calling this Phone a Friend, and so we've invited some, you know, people in our community that we think are champions for youth to come and be a part of this lunch, and they are going to be making phone calls to people that they think might have what it takes to be a mentor. And so if you get one of those phone calls, we want you to feel flattered by that. This is a good thing. It means that somebody recognized something in you that, you know, that you would do a good job at this. So there's no pressure. If it's not something that's not right for you and you get that phone call, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, for you to consider it, or for you to even then say, oh, but I do know somebody else. And we really just want to kind of cast a wide net and kind of spread that the message out there that this is needed.
So awesome, too. And tell us about some of the individuals that would serve as good mentors. What are we looking for in an individual that could possibly be a mentor?
Somebody who cares about kids, and somebody who is a good listener.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah. Yep. And just somebody that has the passion and that cares.
Right.
And that can make a big difference in somebody's life. I know, it's been several months and maybe even a couple of years now, but we had George Haas come on. I don't remember if he came in with you or if he came in a separate time and talked about some of the mentees that he's had that have kind of graduated the process. And he still has communication with them regularly.
Yeah, yeah. I would say a good deal of our mentors continue to have that relationship even beyond the program with their mentees. And that's what we like. That's what we want to see. It's a building a friendship and building support systems.
Phone a Friend coming up on Tuesday, Nebraskaland National Bank. Great community partner as well, obviously. Yeah. And if folks want to learn more about the mentoring program, how can they do so outside of Tuesday's event?
They can give me a call at 696-0975.
Okay. And they can sit down with you at any point and learn more about the program. And in terms of folks out there that may be wanting to sign up loved ones to be mentees, they could still have some conversation with you. They just need to understand there may be a little bit of a wait, unfortunately.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, kids come to our program from a lot of different ways. So if there's a parent out there that just really thinks this would be beneficial for their child, then please give me a call as well.
Angela, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Yeah.